This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patients. Finch, F-I-N-C-H, first name Stephanie, S-T-E-T-H-A-N-I-E, date of birth May 4, 1969, date of evaluation August 6, 2024. The chief complaint, 55-year-old African-American female seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for cervical surgery. The HVI, the patient is a 55-year-old female who reports an industrial injury in which books and binders fell on her neck and back beginning on approximately April of 2022, period. She stated that she was initially treated and evaluated at Kaiser Oakland and found to have a contusion, period. She then underwent a course of physical therapy and acupuncture, period. She was ultimately felt to require surgery. She has had continued pain and weakness involving the right upper extremity, period. She states that she had been dropping cuffs as she was unable to hold them properly, period. She has had no chest pain or dropping all PND, but describes having history of a heart murmur, period. The past medical history includes that of a hereditary eye disease, neck number murmur, neck number asthma, neck number Horault disease, past surgical history, C-section, neck number breast reduction, neck number trabeculectomy, neck number bilateral feet surgery, medications, albuterol 1 to 2 puff PRN, neck number prednisone drop, period. Allergies, penicillin, results in swelling up. She is also allergic to hydrocodone, period. Hydrocodone results in itching, while penicillin results in angioedema, period. The social history, she notes occasional cigarette smoking and history of alcohol use. She denies drug use, period. The family history, a great aunt died with pancreatic cancer. Another aunt had heart disease. A cousin had lung cancer. Review system. Constitutional, she has had weight gain. She reports right arm weakness. Dr. Ferguson, I'm in the middle of a dictation. Who is this, please? Okay. The review of systems further significant for genitourinary. She has frequency. Psychiatric, she has nervousness and depression. The physical examination. Blood pressure 123/76, pulse 95, respiratory rate 16, weight 173.4 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam, she has tenderness on flexion of the cervical spine. There is tenderness on rotation, period. Neurologic, there is decreased right hand grip, period. Data review, EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 85 beats per minute. Non-specific T-wave abnormality is noted. EKG otherwise unremarkable. The MRI report cervical MRI dated March 22, 2024. There is severe right foraminal stenosis at C5-6. There is right posterolateral disc bulging and spondylosis with milder central disc bulging, period. Left shoulder MRI, dated January 11, 2024. Mild subacromial bursitis, small cyst at the superior myotendinous junction of the supraspinatus. A signal abnormality of the superior labrum/bicep anchor complex, consistent with degeneration versus small tear. The impression, this is a 55-year-old female who sustained an industrial injury involving the shoulder and cervical spine, period. The patient is thought to require C5-6 anterior cervical discectomy fusion for diagnosis M54.12 using general anesthesia. She is thought to be medically stable for her procedure, period. She is cleared for same, period. Recommendation, may proceed with surgery as clinically indicated, signed Dr. Wellington Ferguson.